A gunman opens fire in two Brookline clinics, clinics that perform abortions. Two people are dead. The suspect still at large tonight.
A terrifying morning in Brookline. Two people are dead, five others hurt.
I learned that there had been shootings in my clinic.
Nikki Nichols Gamble was longtime president of Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts.
And so I walked in the door and saw Shannon Lowney's body on the floor. And, of course, police were everywhere and the media was everywhere. And it was devastating beyond description, you know. I was devastated at the moment, and I remained pretty devastated. I've never had a personal moment in which I was so unsure that I had what it took to go on. It was just, you know, what now? And certainly for a period of time, for about a week, we were so busy that You were sort of able to go on just because there was so much you had to do that you couldn't stop and think about it. And then as you stopped and thought about it, the real magnitude of it sort of sunk in. And the sense of responsibility, the sense that what if I had done something different somewhere along the line?
He drops the duffel bag, pulls out a rifle.
The guy just came in the front door and started shooting the first thing he saw.
Actually, it was just horror. The idea that this could happen and that it could happen here in Massachusetts, sort of just down the street from us, was almost unthinkable.
Madeline McComish, a chemist by profession, was president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life.
People were saying that a pro-lifer did this when it's totally contrary to everything that the organization that I was president of stands for. It was really just a terrible, terrible time. And thinking of those young women who had been killed, it just was... Actually, I spent the next day throwing up. Actually, that's what I was doing all day long on Saturday. I believe this was a Friday that it happened.
Why had it hit you so hard?
Well, because first of all, it was totally unexpected. There had been trouble down in Florida, I think, and maybe in a few other places, but I just never thought it could happen here. But it did happen. And the fact that we didn't know who it was that had done it, and it was, you know, this person was at large, and that he had actually gone to two clinics, and then we didn't know what he would do next, whoever he was. It was really a very terrible time.